Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, December 22nd. First of all, I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'll be out of the office the next 2 weeks, but some of the folks from the office will be filling in while I'm gone. In the news, overnight we had March corn up a quarter, March wheat up a quarter, and March beans up 3.5 cents. We did have another new sale of beans here this morning, 252 beans to China. So the export demand, you know, remains okay, considering that everybody's talking about it backing off. We had the good export figure yesterday, another sale here today. So that's all positive. 11 out of the last 12 days, the beans have been lower. So, you know, to get some kind of a bounce here certainly wouldn't surprise me before the weekend. I don't think things are as rosy in Argentina and in Brazil as everybody thinks they are, but certainly they have had some rains. But, you know, it's like saying that rains in May are going to make the soybean crop here, or June are going to make the soybean crop. We're several months away from knowing what that crop's going to be out here. And I think buying a breakout here is something reasonable to do if you've sold some beans. Corn and wheat have gained on the beans over these last 12 days as they're trying to get the corn-bean ratio back into a line that won't cause a lot of farmers just to look at the corn-bean ratio and just decide to plant beans. Not that farmers ever do that, but I think the market wants to see that corn-bean ratio move lower to really dissuade farmers from planting a lot more beans this year. So, you know, the question is, how much of the fund's going to cover between now and the end of the year? How much will they cover after the year? I think rebalancing, they're going to go from short to long here in the next 2 to 3 weeks. It's just a guess, but I think we've got some upside potential in this corn market. I certainly wouldn't want to be short. I certainly wouldn't want to be selling two calls to pay for a call out here. I think it's absolute a potential problem to sell two calls to pay for a call, or to sell two calls to pay for a put. In any case, don't sell double the amount of calls out here. So at any rate, the dollar's just a little bit higher, crude oil's a little bit lower. That could put a little pressure on the beans here. But I think overall we could see a little bit of a rally day here to end the week. And the corn closed okay yesterday. Wheat closed okay. If we could close March wheat over 434, if we could close March corn over 355, all that would be very positive out here. Seems unlikely with the crude oil being down, but it's still early in the day. And just as a side note, Bitcoin right now is down to about $10,500 a coin. That's about a 50% break this week in the Bitcoin market. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.